This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, Tony and Jenny. This is Carlos calling from Toronto, Canada. And I am a big fan of your show. I love it. I think that you are so important to keep me entertained, especially in these COVID times. And I also think that you are definitely a lovely couple, the one of the power couples in the paranormal, and one of my favorite ones after the Warrens. Anyways, I'm going to tell you a story about my childhood. So I am Canadian, but I was born and raised in Peru in South America. And paranormal stories are very common in Peru. Everybody has experienced them at some point. And I have a few to share, but today I'm going to share one about my dad's house. And I used to live there with my sister when we were in college. And one time, me and my sister decided to make our own Ouija board, and we were playing it in my bedroom. My dad knew about it, and he actually said, "I don't want you to play with, you know, those things, because I don't want any ghosts in my house." But you know, being disobedient, of course, being in college and being young and reckless, we decided to do it. Anyways, so we were playing, and we were very focused on the game, on playing, you know, asking questions and whatnot. It was working, but we didn't hear my dad arriving to the house. And my dad arrived, and then I think that he sneaked on us, and then he opened the door of my bedroom, and then he, as he was opening the door, me and my sister, of course, we got scared, and then we just pushed the Ouija board under my bed, but we didn't quite, you know, close the seance, you know, like the... We didn't do what we are supposed to do, which is properly finish the contact with the spirit, and give the spirit a farewell goodbye, right? As you're supposed to. And my dad was like, "Oh, were you playing with that?" And we were like, "Nope. We were just, you know, like talking about, you know, like school, like university, and all that stuff." But my dad, I think he knew. And he walked away, and then I got under my bed and retrieved the Ouija board thing that we made, and we tried to, you know, reconnect or resume, you know, the Ouija board seance or whatever, you know, that we were doing, but it was not working anymore. So immediately after that, there were changes happening in the house. First, also, there was like a lot of bad luck. Like, we were having bad things happening to us. Like, there were like robbers breaking in, and several times stealing things. In one of those times, they killed our dog, which we loved with all of our hearts, and it was that one. That was a big blow to us. Like, it was a very sad situation. And something also began to happen. The living room and the kitchen, they were cold places, even though the house was, you know, well illuminated, and the sun and the light would come from different angles because they had like big windows everywhere. And those two parts, they always seemed dark. I mean, I don't know, sad. and you would feel like you needed to walk past by fast, because the second you would step in those areas, you felt chased. And it was a very uncomfortable emotion that would bring you anxiety. There were times that I would come back from partying, you know, come home from being out with my friends, and I would hear the kitchen, you know, like people opening drawers and or doing things, but in a very loud way. So the afterwards, I would go to my sister and say, hey, next time, you know, don't be loud when you come. You know, like if you want to have a snack after partying, just, you know, like do it quietly. You know, like the kitchen is, you know, like I'm right on top of the kitchen, like on the second floor. So I was like, please, you know, like I can hear everything. And my sister was like, I didn't go out. You know, like nobody did. Like, but my sister was like, I also heard it. So it was weird, because it's, yes, you know, there were things that you could tell that they were switched, you know, of places, and one day they would be in one place and then the next day in another. Sometimes we would just go to the kitchen and we would see the drawers open. Later on, me and my sister, we moved out and my dad stayed by himself there. So my dad, he said that he began to see, especially at night, a man that would come into the room, stop by the door and look at him. And my dad said that he looked like dressing like people would dress maybe 100 years ago in the area, right? Or maybe 150 years ago in that area. And in that area, it was more like there were horse farms and lots of cows, and people were dedicated to the leather industry and the dairy industry. So he looked like those people, but back in the day, you know, like wearing like those big ponchos and hats. But my dad said he seemed to be floating, and that's when he knew that, you know, it was a ghost. But he would have the routine that every night, at the same time at night, these ghosts would just show up, stay by the door, looked at my dad. My dad would greet him and then would leave. So my dad, I think that he began to talk to him as a friend, because my dad, he's not into to ghosts or those things. For my dad, he was just a companion. A couple of times, my dad, he would go to the kitchen and he would try to cook something, and the gas, like the knob of the cooktop, were, you know, like where the knob for the gas would be open, and that would be very dangerous, because my dad is a smoker. But he noticed a couple of times that just before he would light on his cigarette, the smell, and then he would go to the kitchen and he would see that the gas was running. And it was like spreading all over the house. And my dad, he thinks that that was the ghost. And my dad, he told me that he thought that the ghost wanted to extend that friendship to the other side, you know, like he wanted my dad to die so they would be friends, you know, in a different dimension, I guess, I don't know, in the beyond. But my dad didn't like that. So I think my dad, after a couple of times that he saw that happening, he yelled and cursed and said lots of profanity to the ghost, but yelling, you know, because in Peru and South America, we have the belief that when you scream profanities and curse and swear and yell to the ghost, they actually leave. And that's what happened, because my dad said that after he told the ghost, like, we're not friends, and F you, and you son of a so, and all of the, you know, curses and whatnot, and profanities that you could scream. And then my dad said, leave, I don't want to be your friend, and continue to curse and say those profanities after that. He never saw the ghost again, and whenever me and my sister would visit, the living room, the kitchen would feel lighter, like welcoming and not very stressed. Like they were not a very stressful environment, you know? And it was pleasant. Even those areas would be brighter, like the light would come in better ways. It was completely different. And also when our dog died, we remember that we heard like the steps of our dog after he died. So I think that whatever spirit was there was playing as well mind tricks. But when the spirit left, we never heard those things again, and we never felt uncomfortable, and my dad never saw that man again, and my dad actually was happier too. So that's my story, and I know it's a little bit long, but I hope that you liked it. And I love your show. And thank you so much, because I think that this show is helping a lot of people, you know, to get distracted and maybe in a better mood during these difficult times. And you're doing something really great for us, the listeners. So thank you so much. Thanks. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.